When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I Am the Cute One, the most chaotic school dance in the podcast universe.
Listen, you got through the week like we got through 9/11.
And a recession.
And the Special K diet.
And the time that James Franco hosted the Oscars.
And Ben Platt's wig and Dear Evan Hansen.
TGIF.
Hello, I am Donnie and I am the cute one.
And I'm Chelsea and I am the cute one.
And it is Friday, cuties, TGIF.
TGIF indeed.
So if you want to watch this in video form, if you're just listening to our dulcet sounds right now, you can head to YouTube if you want to see these faces. So there's a link in today's show notes to get there in a blink. Or if you want to do the work yourself, you can go to YouTube and search for I Am the Cute One Podcast.
Thanks. And even if you're not a YouTube girly, hit that subscribe button. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I'm a little bit frazzled this morning. It's raining. I don't know what it is about the rain that makes my girls getting ready for school just go even more feral.
Well, it wasn't raining this weekend, Chelsea. So I don't know. You use the rain as an excuse, but I've seen them live in person through the streets of New York City without a raindrop in sight. And I don't know that we can blame Mother Nature.
Well, I was going to tell a fun little story about my daughter seeing a worm outside of her daycare, but I guess we can go to my visit taking a bite of the Big Apple with my girl.
Let's talk about the worm and the apple first, and then we can take a bite.
No, that was pretty much the story. I just gave it. There was a worm outside my daughter's daycare, so I am 10 minutes late to this recording because important business to attend looking at that worm.
Just your daughter or the whole class?
No, just her. Yeah. So you have to like ring a bell for security to get into the daycare because, you know, it's 2024 and we need locked gates lest we keep the shooters out. Mm-hmm. So we pushed the button and they buzzed us in and then there was a worm. And then I was like, we need to go. They buzzed us in. We missed the buzzer. And then it was like a full inspection of this worm. What side was the head? What side was the butt? Do worms poop? Do worms eat? Look how long he is. Does he like the rain? Should we move him? And then finally, I just gave in. And I felt like my very own Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Okay. So again, again, we're blaming the worm. We're blaming the weather. But you act like she doesn't have a ponytail. You can just...
Oh, that's but this a is my youngest daughter, Donnie. So she did have perfectly brushed hair today. There was no ponytail to yank.
Okay, well, I'm not going to let you mess that hair up. So, perfect. You did the right thing.
My family did take a trip to New York City. We were staying with my brother, but you are a member of our family now. In fact, my youngest daughter did ask if she could start calling you Uncle Donnie, which warmed my cold, dead heart.
It warmed my heart as well. And I just, when you texted me that, I just put cry faces to show that it warmed my heart. However, I don't know if you needed my permission or not. If you were waiting for an answer and I didn't say yes, that was rude of me.
Oh, I wasn't asking your permission, but it would have been more rude if you said no. She did say that the first night that she wanted to call you Uncle Donnie. And then the next day when we met up with you at that Natural History Museum, she was just a giant bitch to you all day. So I really do think she called you Uncle and then treated you like one.
Well, in her defense, she was just a giant bitch to everybody. I did make her laugh a couple times. So I felt like that was a win.
Yeah. Dr. Bald and I travel every Easter weekend. That's like, it's spring break. Usually we dump the girls off with my parents and then we have ourselves an adult getaway. However, my daughters, when we visit my parents, there is an NSA compound on one of the roads. They've started taking to being like, wow, look, there it is, the big city. And we do live between D.C. and Baltimore. Like, yeah, we are surrounded by actual cities, but it was that most recent time when they were just in shock and awe at those tall 10-story buildings that I was like, I think we need to get these girls some culture. I think we should bring them along this trip.
Well, I'm glad you did. I had the time of my life.
We trained in, and then we met up with you and the Hamlet twins and Noor for dinner. This restaurant, it started out like, was it kid-friendly? Maybe. Like, in the beginning, it was okay that they were there. By the end of our dinner, when it was like 9:30 and it was candlelit and there were couples on date night and my girls were screaming and singing, I was like, we gotta get the fuck
out. Well, listen, first of all, I need to backtrack. We were supposed to go to a restaurant, a Polish restaurant, that looked like Epcot Center. The women were in full, like, cultural garb. I looked at the menu ahead of time. You know, it's what I do. There was a meat platter for two that I was just gonna get for myself. And again, vegan. I am a vegan. I was gonna get the meat platter for two. It had, like, bloody lamb shoulder was one of the menu items. No, bloody sausage was one of them.
Bloody sausage.
Bloody sausage.
You are a vegan the way that you're a feminist, I think.
It's just something to say.
Mm-hmm. Bloody sausage.
So anyway, Noor doesn't eat pork. Kix pushed back a little bit, and she was like, what is this? So then we changed where we were eating.
Well, so what? My brother had made the reservation because I am me and he is him. So I had a whole month to get everything together and he kept asking me like, what's the plan? What's the plan? What's the plan? And then, you know, a couple days before he's like, I booked a restaurant.
As he said.
Noor doesn't eat pork. It's also Ramadan. So there was that added piece where then once everybody started looking at this Epcot Center menu, right, we did end up changing the venue because, you know, religion and consideration and inclusivity, yeah, etc.
But I have been messaging your sister-in-law and I am going on a triple date, and by that I mean just the three of us, me, your sister-in-law, and your brother, to the Epcot Center place.
Yeah, you haven't stopped talking about those meat platters. Literally, we have a little note to talk about my trip to New York City, and the thing that you brought up was the meat platter you could have eaten.
Well, I'm trying to find... Oh, okay, I found it. Okay, grilled plate for two. First of all, you can get it for three for an extra $10. That just means you can bring something home. Grilled plate for two, Polish kielbasa, blood sausage, pork shoulder, chicken breast, salmon, and bacon. I mean...
A vegan's dream.
Yeah. I'll be shitting for weeks, but worth every second. Now, back to my triple date really quick. Uh-huh. Are you a person that has a problem with that?
No.
I mean, it's clearly your brother and sister-in-law, so you would win even if I tried. But I'm not trying. I'm really in it just for the meat.
Well, let's not say that. I think now I'm offended that you're going to take my brother and sister-in-law out on a date just for the meat. I don't love that sentence, really, if it's taken out of context. No, I'm not mad about that at all. I know you're somebody that keeps your friends as separate as possible. You're a camp friends, school friends type of guy. For me, there's nothing I love more than just bringing everybody together. So, like, if you started hanging out regularly, and we can say their names. Dylan's been on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Sam has done the Patreon with me for years. But if you start hanging out with Dylan and Sam regularly, I would be tickled, delighted. I would have FOMO, but it also probably would get me to New York City more just because I would be like, okay, I gotta hang out with them, you know.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know you're sane. Because I do know there are people in this world that get jealous about things. Not even jealous, but weird.
Yeah. Well, Heather McDonald on her podcast, Juicy Scoop. I don't know why I'm plugging Heather McDonald. She always talks about friend poaching and she takes it very seriously.
Here's my thought on
get a
it.
Life.
Where's Sarah Michelle Gellar when you need her to say that? But it's not friend poaching if you have a good enough personality to keep them in the first place. That's why it doesn't bother me. You can try to steal my friends. You won't win because I am the grand prize, baby.
Well, maybe that's the difference between me and you is I don't make it a competition. It's like we're all friends now.
No, exactly. But that's why I don't get jealous about it.
Because you're the grand prize. You're the anti-witch and we're just itching our bald little scalps.
Yeah, Bruno, I have your chocolate here. Now, on my birthday, I did mix friends. As you know, it's the one time a year I do. And it did make me nervous for a little bit because Tom and Kix were there and then all my Gum Shrimp Company friends were there. So Tom and Kix have heard Bubba Shrimp stories from me, but never from my employees. So then my employees were saying like, yeah, he used to lock us in the closet and then push over the boxes and make us climb over them to get out with the lights off. And Tom and Kix were horrified, but like, that's just a day in the life.
I think the fact that you still refer to these people who are clearly your friends, your employees, I think that that really just sums it all up.
I guess. But back to this non-Polish Epcot Center place.
So it was really funny, I think, for Noor to see me parent because they were being themselves and they are hilarious and they were like slightly bullying people because they are my daughters. And I would be like, that is not kind. That is not nice. We do not do that. And meanwhile, she's like, I wonder where they learned to like bully Donnie from.
Now I'm used to them bullying me. What was the twist for me is how much the oldest one liked me.
They both loved
me. I knew I had the youngest one around my finger. That is nobody's secret.
For OG cuties, you know, my youngest is the one that we speculate Donnie could be her biological mother and father because High School Musical, dresses, unicorns, rainbows.
And she did try to breastfeed, so perhaps perhaps she's onto it. There was a point when she was pushing her head against my bosom throughout the meal. That's fine. But the oldest, may we announce the big news?
Yeah, you go ahead. It's your day. You let the cuties know.
So Chelsea's daughter took turns sitting on my lap, and when the oldest one was sitting on my lap, she rubbed my bald head and told me we were getting married.
So just like that, Donnie really did become a family member. But it wasn't just that you were getting married. It was that earlier in the meal, oldest was sitting next to Noor, and she is obsessed with crushes. She really wants to know who's crushing on who. She was asking people, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend all night? And so she turned to Noor and she said, I know something. You have a crush on Donnie.
Well, even before that, Chelsea, how it started was the oldest one said, Donnie makes me laugh. And then Noor, bully, said, Donnie makes me cry. And then the oldest one said, maybe that's because you have a crush on him. So then once that was in her head, she wouldn't let it go.
We do need to circle back on some conversations because we've had a lot of conversations undoing the words of some of her teachers saying, oh, he's being mean to you because he has a crush. Let's stop saying that to young girls. Yeah. Let's stop saying, oh, this boy's treating you like shit because he likes you. So I'm going to have to circle back there. But okay, so Donnie's mean to Noor, so Noor has a crush. So when my daughter was taking her turn on Donnie's lap and announcing to the world their pending nuptials, she turned to Noor and said, he's mine now.
Also, if you hear that noise, there is a man in the wall today. He's not banging with hammers. He's using a fart machine. So I promise you, I am not farting throughout this episode.
This man in your wall, these noises that the man in the wall is making are getting more and more specific every week.
Now, if the man in the wall is here the day after I eat my meat platter for two, then it's just me. Anyway.
Well, God bless us, everyone. This week brought us Lizzo quitting and then unquitting, Zooey Deschanel denying Nepo baby allegations, Grey's Anatomy getting picked up for yet another season, JoJo Siwa's bad girl rebrand red carpet debut, Rami Yusuf calling for a free Palestine during his SNL monologue, and Shakira and her sons feeling emasculated by Barbie. And somehow, we've made it to Friday yet again.
We really have.
So, a quick update, another Charlotte update.
Oh.
Don't get your hopes up, Donnie. Uh-oh. It's the same old, same old. She got another ultrasound this week. The bitch is still pregnant.
And now, I didn't look at this most recent one, but I was looking like last week to see, and they were saying, well, since it's unprecedented, we don't know how she got pregnant, so we don't know how long it'll last. This is a scam.
It's a scam, and if you guys listened to our Patreon version of when we covered the full Charlotte the Stingray story, we did give more details about the overall pushback the aquarium seems to have for the scientific community, and I'm wondering if they wish they had left those Facebook comments on. Like, I bet somebody has answers, and they're just like, well, we're just wishing and waiting and praying. Bless her heart.
It's too much, and also nothing at all.
Quite literally. No babies. No babies in sight. I want to talk about these conjoined twins.
Okay.
Abby and Brittany. Are you familiar?
I mean, I've seen the photo of them dancing at one of their weddings. Mm-hmm.
So the duo originally appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1996, and they are conjoined twins, but the type of conjoined twins that they are is like super rare, and they basically beat all the odds living past infancy because it's disyphilis? That doesn't sound right. That sounds like something that Halle Berry's doctor would tell her that she has. And it's when two heads are on a single body with one genital system, two, three, or four arms, two hearts, and two legs. So The Helsin twins share a bloodstream and all organs below the waist, but Abby controls their right arm and leg, and Brittany controls the left side. So they had a TLC show, but since, I think, like 2016, they've kind of been off the grid, laying low, until earlier this month, where a photo in First Dance, the one that you're talking about, Donnie, was leaked of their wedding. Well, of Abby's wedding.
Yeah.
And apparently they got married back in 2021 and were able to keep it under wraps. But now, of course, it's everywhere. But now there's more drama because the husband, Josh, has now been hit with a paternity suit. So, you know, I love headlines, and I'm going to be honest. I thought this one was going to be juicier because basically he was married before to this woman named Annika. They have an 8-year-old daughter together. Then they split in April 2019, and she had another child in late 2020. And then in all of the like Instagram posts and stuff, they've been calling this second child Isabella, the 9-year-old's half-sister. But now there's a paternity suit questioning, like, is he the father? So the only thing that would really make this story juicy is, like, and I was Googling, couldn't find the answer, like, when did Anna and Josh get together? Because that's the only thing that would make it a scandal in my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's also the timing of it. And I think maybe I'm just having that come down from Kate Middleton where it's like I've channeled my conspiracy theory energy. Charlotte the Stingray's given me nothing. So now I'm like looking and I'm like, this is peculiar that their wedding video got leaked a couple weeks before this paternity suit. Because I think like that video of them dancing reminded everybody about them. And now the paternity suit. It's just curious, you know?
I think you're onto something. I'm sorry I haven't yes and more. I do have a lot of logistical questions about the wedding, but I am afraid it will, even though it's just from a curious mind. It's not from a malicious place. I am afraid it will tiptoe along the ableism fence. So I'm not even going to say a thing.
I am very curious about a lot of logistical things.
Okay, so I'll say one thing then. Okay. Like right now, it just is what it is. Like Abby got married and then the sister is just there for the honeymoon. Enjoy it. But what if the sister then does find a spouse of her own? Then are both husbands forced to just have foursomes all the time?
No, I think it would be like polyamory, right? They could make their own rules, but I guess it would be like polyamory where it would just be like before all the sister wives realized that their husband was a narcissist and divorced him. In the beginning, in season one of Sister Wives, he was going from room to room. And it was like, oh, Tuesday's Mary's night, Wednesday's Janelle's night. So I'm guessing they would all probably live together.
Right. But then the husbands,
they don't have to share a bed, but it would be like they're splitting time probably.
Okay. Yeah.
You see
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense.
I hope that Brittany likes him. Because like there's nothing worse than when your friend or a family member is dating somebody you hate. But can you imagine like literally having to be there for every conversation?
I would kill him.
Take that left hand and
yeah, but then make it look like my sister did it. And then how would they go to jail?
Right. If one of them commits a crime but the other one is innocent. Is that double jeopardy, like that Halle Berry movie?
Well, that's not what double jeopardy is. But
double jeopardy is if you've already gone to jail for the crime.
Yeah, so what does that have to do with one sister doing it and one not?
You're right.
And it's Ashley Judd, not Halle Berry. But I'm only here to fix one.
Same energy. Same energy. And I watched that movie like 2 weeks ago.
I believe it. Very face blind.
You know what, Donnie? I'm colorblind.
Jesus. Let's move on. We've got to the end of that. Cuties, you know I cannot see a movie without pretending I'm in it, and now it's your turn. Have you ever tried to use the Force when no one's looking, or thought about what superheroes would win in a fight? Then you'll want to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, and visit Sideshow.com. Your eyes do not deceive you. They have a life-size, impeccably detailed replica of the child from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but Sideshow did send me the child. I call him Baby Yoda. I have since learned that is not his name, but he is my son now, so I will be continuing to call him as such. And we have been playing dress up, having photo shoots, and just having a grand old time. But if that one doesn't speak to you, how about a movie-accurate statue of Christopher Reeve as Superman?
They got that too.
But just wait until you see the incredibly lifelike figures of Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
We are thrilled to have Sideshow sponsoring our podcast today. They offer a wide selection of premium figures, statues, and fine art from the worlds of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and so much more.
These limited edition, handcrafted, officially licensed collectibles bring pop culture's biggest icons to life in your home.
And here is the best part. You can get an exclusive $50 off your first order of $200 or more. It's a great opportunity for new customers to dive into the world of high-quality collectibles. Or you can gift it to that super geek in your life.
Perhaps that person in your life that you know would cringe when they hear that I've been letting my daughter sleep with my Baby Yoda. And again, that I refuse to stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Plus, shopping at Sideshow earns you 5% back in Sideshow rewards, meaning for every $100 spent, you get $5 back in rewards that can be used on future purchases. While geeking out is its own reward, your collection goes farther with Sideshow. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sideshow.com, promo code CUTE1 right now, and get ready to let your geek side show.
Oh, that's clever. Sideshow. Like Sideshow.com? I get it.
Patricia Richardson, who you may know as Jill from Home Improvement, was on Back to the Best podcast, one of our podcast friends. And when she was there, she talked about the Home Improvement reboot that's being teased in the news. And she said that Tim Allen has been saying in interviews that everyone is on board to do the reboot, even though she and Jonathan Taylor Thomas never spoke to him about it at all. And she said she and Jonathan Taylor Thomas speak, so they know that he's just full of bullshit. She also said there's a script going around about a Jill spinoff that she never read and never agreed to. She said she doesn't want to do it. She has no interest in it. And then when she was talking, she got messy a little bit. If that wasn't messy already, she said, Zach, who played the oldest brother, she's like, Zach is now a felon. Wilson is dead. And Taryn hasn't acted since he was a child. So you ain't getting a Home Improvement reboot if that's what you're itching for, cuties.
Wow. I love that she's like, no, Tim Allen is a big old liar.
Yeah. And she hinted, and maybe this is just me reading between the lines, she hinted that, like, he's not good to women co-stars.
No, not Tim Allen. Not Tim Allen. Like,
well, nobody else is reading between these lines, Chelsea. We have to. But she said, like, in his new thing, he doesn't have a wife. She just died when the, like, story picks up. So she's like, I wonder why that is. And, like, people didn't say anything about that. The podcast didn't say anything about that. But that is what I would jump on immediately.
Yeah. Well, he's famously a huge asshole.
Oh, no, I know that.
That just would be, like, par for the course. Well, I guess maybe it's, like, not headline news because everybody's like, yeah, Tim Allen is a huge dick. It was kind of like when Chevy Chase was on Community, and it was just well known that he basically was Pierce, but worse. Like,
is he coming back for the reboot, or they wrote him off?
They wrote him off. They killed him off.
Oh, wow. In the original run?
Yeah, he was such a monster. If I come across one of the Community cast members doing an interview of anything, I'll always stop and watch, but especially if they're talking shit about Chevy Chase.
Do they do that often, even in this year, 2024?
Yeah. Joel McHale was recently just on a podcast talking about something, and he was talking about how he broke Chevy Chase's arm. And Chevy Chase would do stuff like all the time. He'd be like, punch me in the stomach, like trying to be like a macho man.
I'm going to have you do that to me.
That's how Houdini died.
Oh.
Because he would flex his muscles and have people punch him, but then somebody punched him when he wasn't ready and, like, his organs exploded or something.
Jesus Christ. Is there a movie about that?
Probably.
Do you hear that? It's gotten worse. Like, this feels like a teen movie from the early 2000s now.
You're going to have to make a music video where you're, I'm talking to the man in the wall. He's farting while I'm trying to podcast.
Wow, that's really good.
Thanks.
Speaking of musical talent, sure. Did you know this? Maybe you don't even know this fact about me. I saw Patricia Richardson, Jill from Home Improvement, in the Cruel Intentions musical as Cecile's mom.
when would I have ever known that nor cared?
Well, you should care, first of all. But in terms of knowing that, I don't know. That's just something you should know about me. However, she is on the soundtrack, so I'm going to play it for you right now.
Great.
Now, if you need a little background information before I play, the Cruel Intentions musical is a jukebox musical using all songs from the 90s. And they decided, when Cecile's mom finds out that she is dating a black man, that she should sing No Scrubs. So what I'm about to play you is, in fact, the mom from Home Improvement singing No Scrubs. You're going to be singing.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, that's all we need. But my God.
So they cast the Cruel Intentions musical the same way they cast Glee. It really isn't a prerequisite that you have to sing at all, right?
Well, all the young people could sing. And then I think they just wanted her to be funny. So they were like, let's get some bitch from TV and put her on. But good Lord.
Good Lord.
Anyway, loved it. Saw it 10 times. It's currently playing in London, so our cuties across the pond, cheerio, go
what
see
What song
it.
Do they sing when Sebastian gives Selma Blair an orgasm?
Oh, it's so good. That's the
I'm
end of...
coming out.
No, it's the end of Act One. So they use all the songs at the same time throughout Act One. So it's like...
a medley.
Yeah, it's a medley, but like of good stuff. Like Breakfast at Tiffany's is played. What's the garbage one? I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah. And then the man in your wall was farting in that medley, too.
How long have we been recording? Can I
long
use the
enough.
Restroom? Okay, let's wrap it up. Because
use the restroom? We got to do the cutie of the week.
No, it's a joke.
Oh. Well, Donnie, I love you, but you cannot joke about needing to use the restroom. You talked about your Nalgene bottle and peeing your pants.
Yesterday, I raw dogged my coffee. So I use a French press. So you're supposed to put four scoops. You're supposed to put four scoops of coffee in the French press and then fill it with water and then press it down. But yesterday, I hadn't had my coffee yet, so my mind wasn't operating, and I just took the bag and poured into the French press. And then I realized what I did, and I was like, well, it's already a little bit wet because I had just washed it, so I don't want to put it back in the coffee thing, so I'm just going to use the amount of coffee grounds that are in there, and it is what it is. And oh, cuties, it was. I had a stomachache all day.
Well... that's why you've got to use protection. Don't be raw dogging that coffee. Did you wipe?
What?
This is a great opportunity for an update. How have you been wiping lately?
I can't do it your way. I don't know if it's because I'm obese by the doctor's standards or maybe I didn't take gymnastics as a child. I cannot bend to wipe front to back. I cannot do it. My arm doesn't bend that way. My stomach doesn't let me bend over that way. I have to write back to front. I have to.
Well, we all have our journeys. Your poor, poor, dirty taint.
I know. So then I don't know if it's... I don't know if I hurt down there because of herpes, psoriasis, or crotch rot.
I think this is a natural stopping place. Can we please go to Cutie of the Week?
Well, no, I do want to say, after last week talking about my herpes, we have a lot of cuties with herpes that reached out to me and said, thank you for your openness.
Wow.
You're welcome.
When we start making merch again, maybe we can make a shirt that has a card on it that says, proud herpes card carrier.
Oh, perfect. Maybe people don't want to wear that. You can be a proud herpes card carrier and not want it on a t-shirt. So maybe we can sell them like they sell little fake driver's license at Spencer's. But instead of Hannah Montana on it, it'll just say herp.
Herpes.
We're going to go from crotch rot to a sad cutie of the week, and then I'll let Chelsea pick us back up.
Oh, great.
But no, because I wanted to speak on it, but I didn't want to make a big thing of it, so I'm just going to drop it here. But my cutie of the week is the casts of Gen V and The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, because Chance Perdomo from both of those shows passed away this week in a motorcycle accident, and I'm very sad about it. I know a lot of people are sad about it, so I wanted to give it this space so we can feel what we feel. But now, Chelsea, you better make us laugh. No pressure.
Thanks for warning me. So I struggled this week with Cutie of the Week because I really wanted to make it Jamie Foxx because of his performance in Ray. But that movie did come out in the year 2004.
Did you just watch it?
I watched it in 2004, but I got sucked down the TikTok algorithm of watching him prepare for the role. And oh my God, he deserved that Oscar.
Great.
Okay. So instead, I am going to make my Cutie of the Week Book Talk Cuties, because I talked a little bit about this on my Instagram stories. I have finally started that fairy porn series that everybody is talking about. You know the one, cuties. Your cousin's reading it, your aunt's reading it, your grandma's reading it. Everybody's reading this book. I'm going to say, Donnie's usually the blocker. If you send me any spoilers, immediately blocked. But I got to say, is the writing good? No. Is the world building? I'm intrigued. So I'm just to the point where they are swimming in that stardust lake and Tamlin's taking that shirt off. So I'm hopeful to get to the porn soon.
Do the fairies fuck humans?
I don't know yet, but yes, I'm pretty sure they are going to fuck humans.
Now, do they become the same size like Ferngully, or is it like one flies and the other one's cooch?
No, so they're not small. They're like people looking, and then they can transform into like animals. So I don't know if they're going to transform into an animal when they fuck. Like maybe fairies have red rockets.
Oh my God.
So we had a lot of questions about those conjoined twins, but I have a lot of questions about fairy porn.
As you should. I can't wait till you finish and you can bring that information to the show.
So stay tuned, cuties. And again, I will block you, so do not send me spoilers.
Get a life. That's if you want to send a spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Says the spoiler king himself.
No, only about Scream 4.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You've turned over a new leaf.
So one more reminder, cutie, about our cutie. I'm only speaking
just
to
one
of you.
Oh, but that's a good marketing tactic. No, no, no. We're ignoring the rest of them. We're talking to you.
Remember when movies used to do that in like the end credits? Hey, you in the third row. I'm talking to you.
The new Spy Kids. Well, I don't know if it's the new Spy Kids. The Spy Kids that recently left Netflix that my daughters are up in arms about. Netflix has managed to stick around, even though a lot of people are pissed. But they haven't seen my daughters mad yet. So this might be what does them in, because they have taken away Spy Kids. With Joel McHale, Circles Become Circles. Oh. It's such a weirdly stacked cast. Joel McHale is in it. Jessica Alba. The Ari guy from Entourage, who I think has gotten canceled since.
I'd still fuck him, though. Well, I don't know what he's canceled for, but I would fuck him.
But at the end of the movie, the two kids look directly into the camera and they say, hey, I see another one. They could be a spy kid. Hey, you, are you a spy kid? And my youngest daughter went, oh, and was like, they're talking to me.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So, cutie, I'm talking to you. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, now is the time. I'm the Cute One Podcast. It's in the show notes. And Monday, we will be covering Empire Records with Katrina Davis to celebrate Rex Manning Day. So we will talk to you then. Love you like a sister. Bye.
Well, you said talk to you then, but not talk to you later.
Well, we'll talk to them Monday.
Okay. That's fine.
Are you going to say bye?
Bye. Thank you for listening to I Am the Cute One. If you want more, head to patreon.com/IAmTheCuteOne for uncut, unedited, and unhinged video and audio footage of current episodes, as well as even more bonus content.
And if you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe to our show. And to help us grow this community of chaotic cuties, share an episode with a friend you think would pass the vibe check.
And to see the madness, check out our YouTube channel, where video footage from all current episodes are posted weekly.
You can follow me at Real Donniewood on Instagram and all other social media platforms.
And if you want more of my personal brand of chaos, check me out at Oh No Chels.
Talk to you later. Love you like a sister.